Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. This is a hot microphone. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again, after how long? I played this club, like we did Doug Loves Movies, a month after it opened, and they still hadn't painted this beautiful backdrop yet. It was just a gray wall and with a door, and now it's beautiful, and you know, the club's open again after a little bit, and there's a gentleman sitting very close to me who just yawned. So it's good to be back. All right. We're coming to you for the second time from Helium in Indianapolis, Indiana!
Thanks as always to our presenting sponsor, OCB Rolling Papers. OCB only uses natural acacia gum for an always sticks experience. Enjoy the show!
First of all, thank you for getting past the motorcycles with medallions. What's it called? There's a motorcycle event happening in downtown Indy, like right outside the club. And how great is it in here that you can't hear the motorcycles? Because it was loud ass outside. It's Saturday, August 28th, 2021, and let's get this out of the way. Doug plugs. Next Doug Loves Movies in front of an audience will take place at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, O'Hare adjacent, on Sunday, September 12th at 4:20. All my dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com. That was the best one since we've been back. Yeah. This is the third or fourth show with an audience, and you guys are the first ones to really nail it. None of those stray, like sometimes at my shows, some stoners will walk in and they think they know what's happening and they'll just start yelling out words or just yelling out what they just heard. So it ruins the whole effect. You guys nailed it. Thank you so much. Let's get my guests out here. What do you say? We got a couple of newbies, so be gentle and don't trick them with your ways. And and we also got old bee, one of the oldest old bees there is. Please welcome Renan Hirschberg, Jeff Tate, and Mike Toomey. Hello, fellas. Hey. Let's meet you individually and alphabetically so you know what's coming. Starting with a gentleman in the middle headlining upstairs here at Helium Comedy Club.
Alphabetically, oh, from the last name? I'm not
sure.
Alphabetical, okay. Yeah, well, I was like, gee. But anyway, yeah, I'm upstairs.
Yeah, those guys are both, their last names both begin with T.
Yeah,
yours
you're right.
Begins
you're right.
With H.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to get tougher. These games are going to get a little harder than that one. I didn't know we were going to have a tough one out of the gate. Guess where you are alphabetically on stage. Because also, yeah, you're right about the first name, though. Then that's a whole other
name,
game.
Yeah.
Then you're third. You're third with the R at the beginning of your name. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I already lost a game we weren't playing. This is
great. You're already, you've already dug a hole. You've got -1 point. But we don't really have points here, so it doesn't matter. And like I said, you're headlining... upstairs, there's a beautiful little, I mean, I'm not trying to say it to be condescending, but it's an intimate room.
It's like a broom closet.
It's a 50-seat room. They filmed that scene from the Marx Brothers movie in there.
But it's, I'm filling it out because, I don't know, at a certain point you give up on trying to get a bigger draw. You just go to smaller rooms. And yeah. It's been working.
It's smart.
That was a joke, but it just had a sad response from the audience.
Yeah, people think the front row is empty because of a COVID thing, but no, it's just, we didn't sell the front row. Nobody bought those tickets. Nobody wants to be close to us.
There were some empty seats upstairs. I thought, is this limited capacity? And the manager was like, nope. Could have filled it to the brim. Like, let's just say it's limited capacity.
Well, thank you for being here. And you have a movie podcast of your own, I'm told.
Yes, I told you. It's a...
You're back on top. You're back to 0 points.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it's called Joe and Ron on Talk Movies. And it's another movie podcast. There's only two, just yours and mine. And so, if you want to check it out, they don't care. But anyway, it's...
I appreciate you being here, and there's no hard feelings that you are talking about movies, which I invented. Stop, thief. The bar in the hotel I'm staying in is called Wine Thief, and I'm going to steal some fucking wine because they're just asking for it. Also joining us today, you'll chant his name after you hear it, so might as well get right to it. It's our friend Jeff Tate.
Hello. Okay, one guy barked it, but that's fine with me. I'll take it.
My dog can talk. Who's your favorite comic doggy?
Oh, man, you had that. Fisherman's Wharf.
Thanks for being here, buddy.
Oh, my pleasure.
You had a little bit of an adventure getting here.
Quite an adventure. I got a flat tire. And then
yeah, somebody stepped on the back of your shoe?
Yeah. I had to spend an hour in a Love's parking lot because of it. Got
Love's?
A fucking nail. I know, man.
What was it, a sex shop?
No, they'll fuck you, but it's not like a sex shop. There are things you can buy there that you can use for that if you want. I mean, you can get almost anything up your butt. If you try hard enough, especially at a truck stop parking lot, someone will help you.
I mean, the list of things you can't get up your butt is shorter than the list of things you can, I think,
yeah.
In the grand scheme of things. There's only so many roller coasters and elephants.
And And they don't have either of those at the Loves.
Now it's called The Loves?
Now it is.
Okay.
I'm getting, I got that one right. I'm got plus one, Renan.
Fuck.
Yeah, anyway, I could change my own tire. Did you? I didn't know I could do that.
I didn't know you could give yourself points, but here we are.
So, did you call AAA?
No, I was trying to figure out. I have the roadside assistance through my insurance.
Oh, that's going to be real. They're going to show up in a jiffy.
Man. So, but then I also recently got a new phone, so I'm logged out of all my apps, and I couldn't get to my... And then I was like, I wonder if I have a spare tire. I didn't even know. So then I looked, and I did. And then I also have an emergency brake that I forgot about twice. It fell off the jack two times.
Oh.
Yeah. But both times the tire wasn't off the thing yet, like the bad one. So it just like wedged and didn't hit the ground.
Oh, that's
so I got
good.
Lucky. And then some guy was like, I'm a mechanic. And then he goes, that's not my truck, but I'm a mechanic. And I was like, what truck are you even, what are you talking about?
Just so pointed to a mailbox.
Yeah. He pointed at his car, goes, that's not my truck, but I'm a mechanic. But, all right, man. And then he comes over and goes, you should put your emergency brake on. I was like, fuck, you are a mechanic.
I'm sorry it messed up your pants.
It did. My pants are dirty and fucked up. I went to this mall over here, but it's a fucking, it's just, all they have is like school uniforms and sweatpants.
You were about to talk such shit about the mall. We're in the mall right now, Jeff. There's not a mall over there. This is it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This mall sucks ass. If you need pants, if you need comedy, they have two different places you can go. But if you need pants and a jiffy, like he said jiffy, so now I'm saying it. If you need pants and a jiffy, you're fucked. Unless you want to go to Aeropostale, unless it's like you're about to be a ninth grader. Right, things are finally looking up. I'm gonna be a high schooler. I'm fucking king of the mountain. But no, I'm not, so I'm just wearing these dirty pants.
I don't think I could win Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, but I know I could win Are You Smarter Than a Ninth Grader.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that's true.
People in fifth grade are actually interested in knowledge.
Right? They're not.
Ninth graders are already like, fuck it.
By the time you're in the ninth grade, your dick works. And so you're like, well, I'm not reading anymore unless I can jack off to it.
Yeah.
And when you're in the fifth grade.
It's a big
grade.
Distraction for everybody.
This panda turned me blue. I'm a blue comedian now.
I mean, the excuse is, you could excuse anything by going, oh, this pandemic. Can't even slept with your sister. Oh, this pandemic.
I never would have.
Also joining us for the first time, and I'm very excited about it because I've been a fan for a long time, it's Mike Toomey, everybody. How's it going, man?
Doing good. Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Good.
Yeah.
I'm at zero right now, so I'm in the lead.
Oh, yeah. You're killing it.
Yes.
You're doing great. You're just over there.
All right.
You know, that's how you get points in this show, is just keeping to yourself.
I understand this show. This is all about points. That's what this game is all about,
no
getting points.
There's no points. There's nothing. I mean, you win a game,
stop
you get to go first
points.
In the next game.
Yeah.
You win the last game, you win everything. And by win everything, I mean I give everything to somebody that you chose from the audience. But we'll get to that in a bit. Let's say hello to you first, because I found out something about you that I didn't know.
Which is?
You're on TV in the mornings in Chicago.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Well, it's kind of misleading. It's called WGN Morning News. It's a news show.
Right. But WGN, that's huge.
But,
like,
yeah,
that's all over the place.
It is. I mean, not like it used to be. But we inject a little, like, fun stuff in there. That's when I come in. The last hour of the show is more entertainment-based. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Right on.
I'm in there.
So you think you're doing all this stuff, does it increase your knowledge of like movie trivia?
Not at all. No, not at all. Not even a little bit. I'm pretty excited about finishing last.
Because you got, you do it and move on. You don't like memorize what you learned about each guest. No. It's too, there's too much.
And
it's
I'm really afraid that I'm going to have the least number of points tonight. So
that might happen. And Mike also is, it's very gracious of you to be here because my friend Bob Saget, as everybody has heard me say probably, is in town. He's got two shows tonight and Mike is on the shows with Bob. So come back if you can, or some gentleman here today came yesterday. Who's the person that came yesterday? You did? There's a guy behind you going like that over your head, but you were here yesterday.
First show or second?
You're really looking at me like you don't recognize any of this that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, is there some sort of outpatient program where they just put you in the front row and there's like his brain will heal eventually?
which show did you come to? Oh, second. Okay.
Yeah. So you're at the Late Show. Where'd you sit then? Do you remember? In the booth back there, those are nice. And but now you're moving on up. You're really stalking Mike Toomey apparently.
Yes, it's all right. Yeah. You're behind the bachelorette party.
Yeah. And yeah. And just in your own words, he was great last night, right?
Yeah.
He all says right. Yeah. All that's right. His review. Yeah. Well,
what's he gonna say?
Yeah. Somebody get on the phone.
I'll be honest with you. That guy was awful. He sucked.
He writes the best Yelp reviews. Yeah. 2.5 stars. All right, but thank you for being here again. And we appreciate you supporting comedy so much, and I appreciate Mike Toomey for being here really in the afternoon as kind of filling in for Bob. So you can, if you want, you can be really filthy,
right.
Or you could say I'm a family man now, whichever one of those vibes you want to run with, because he's very schizophrenic in these times. And and he just wasn't feeling well today, and he sent me a million texts apologizing for not doing a gig that I told him was just optional to begin with. I was going to come here and do this anyway. I just thought, oh, Bob will be there, so it'll just be fun just to see him, even if he doesn't do the show. And then I get the bonus of meeting Mike Toomey for, I think, the first time.
I think so.
Yeah. I think we met last night. And so thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And does the WGN Morning News, like, is it... Like, is it in the rest of the country? Or
no, the channel used to go out everywhere, but now if you tune it in, it's something completely different than what people see locally, so I'm only in Chicago area.
Oh, it's like, they show, like, Leave It to Beaver.
Mannix.
Yeah.
Rockford Files.
Rockford Files is a good one, but if you're sitting at home watching Mannix, I don't know what's happening.
The four it's, box with him doing all the different action
over.
Things.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I nerded out recently on somebody that was they were making jokes about Columbo, and somebody made a joke about, you know, oh, if he solved the case right away, what are they going to do for the next 45 minutes? And I just had to write to him and go, Columbo was a series of TV movies, part of the Sunday Night Mystery Movies, and they were all 90 minutes to 2 hours. Right. There weren't any hour-long episodes. And I just had to say it, because that's what men do.
Yes.
Is they can't just fucking keep it to themselves. Right. And they do it to me all the time, and it annoys me when they do it, and then I have to do it sometimes. Just because it's fun to, I think it was fun to know that, but nobody else would agree.
Right.
Nobody else cares. But thanks to all of my guests for being here. The first thing we do before we get to the games is, I gotta double check and make sure I'm doing everything in the right order, because I've been, since we came back to live shows in front of an audience, I've been so excited, I just fuck things up. Yeah, first stop on today's show is a visit to Recommendation Nation. Yeah, and for the new guys, this is where I just ask each of you to just recommend one movie. It can be from, you know, it could be a classic, it could be a movie people haven't seen, you know, anything you want, just something that if your best friend said, I want to watch a movie, what should I watch? Because it could even be like, if you want to fuck with them and give them a terrible movie to watch. You know, comedians, that's what we do. So, let's start with Jeff, because he knew this question was coming.
I did. I did know that. I wrote a joke for it and everything. Here's my answer, complete with joke.
It is Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. I recommend that movie. You guys are, most of you are from Indiana. My dad was from Indiana, and that movie is so emotionally manipulative, it reminds me of my father. Maybe it might remind you of your dad's too, right? Just really fucks with your emotions, and then you have to love it anyway because it's your Star Wars movie. What are you going to do? You don't have another Star Wars movie.
Okay, now hit us with the joke.
The joke part is it's good.
People are suddenly kind of rising up and going, Rogue One, Rogue One. And I think it's just because it's not really, it's just a standalone movie. So you can just sort of like it and not have to know too much and just, you know what I mean? And then you don't have to watch more because, you know, they all die.
There's no real Jedi nonsense in it either. Like, I kind of got tired of the Jedi nonsense. The only guy that knows about it is pretending. That's the best part about this guy's like, I know the Jedi. It's like how I know karate. I don't. I can say it a lot.
The ending of Rogue One is like a tribute to people who don't exist. It's like, look at the sacrifice of these made-up characters. It was like Saving Private Ryan. We must remember the sacrifice of these characters we invented. I'm like, this movie is very dumb.
I just think that like the robots are so human in so many of those movies. Like, it'd be funny to see like C-3PO, like somebody walk in on him, like, you know, secretly doing Jedi training, like he's ready to fucking step it up and use the Force, just like robots are doing to us in our everyday lives.
I know. Get a little realistic, Star Wars.
Uh-huh. All right, Jeff, so you recommended some Star Wars shit.
Yep.
Which one? Episode 9?
Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
Okay. So if I just write Episode 9, you're going to tweet reply, Rise of Skywalker.
Excuse me, it's called The Rise of Skywalker. There was no one-hour episodes.
All right, Renan, what do you think?
Well, I saw Pig in theaters. I thought that was really,
oh my
really
God.
Good.
Yeah. I love Pig. I've talked about it too much on the podcast already.
It's so good, I assume, like, Nicolas Cage must have not just read the script beforehand. Like, that's the only way it could have been good. Because he does a lot of shit movies now.
He does a lot of movies. So that's, I think that's why, you know, there's some that are shitty. Because, like, he just signs on, commits. And, you know, if the movie's good, he's amazing.
Yeah.
If the movie sucks, it's like, oh, Nicolas Cage, trying his best. You know, because he seems to work with, like, kind of lately, he seems to work with, like, you know, not super established directors.
Right.
Like, he's, like, kind of helping filmmakers to get. Pig is a very interesting vision. Like, it got made at all is only because of Nicolas Cage.
Right. It's true. It's amazing. Yeah. It's like John Wick if he went to therapy. It's, like, incredible. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, I highly. But I guess you've been recommending it, so.
I have been talking it up, but I think it's a solid pick today as well.
Okay. Thank you, Doug.
Yeah. Who has my Pig. Have you seen it, Jeff?
No.
You're going to love it, dude. You're going to love it. All right, Mike Toomey, you've had a little time to think this over.
Yes. All right.
No points are on the line.
I have one that's, you know, some of those movies that people will say, like, a terrible rate. Everybody has that one that got terrible reviews, but you kind of liked it.
Yes.
It had some sort of charm to it.
Yes, like Casablanca, Citizen Kane.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't like either of those, by the way.
Yeah.
This is, remember The Toy with Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason?
Yes.
Love that movie.
What?
Right?
What is happening?
So great. And then that kid ended up being a failed porn star. Remember, like, a few years later, he thought, well, I'll just get into porn, but he wasn't really good at it.
Once you get your tongue stuck to a pole, your life is kind of going to go in a certain direction.
You're done.
But it's the same kid from this Christmas Story.
Right, but then failing at the porn.
Yeah.
So that's...
There you go.
Love those guys. Love
failing at porn, that's interesting.
Which is the next movie that I'm writing. It's called Failing at Porn.
The Toy.
Yeah.
Jackie Gleason, not Jackie Mason. Both dead. Don't worry about it. Jackie Mason just died, but...
You ever worked with him?
No, I think I might have met him briefly, but as a kid, I just liked the fact that John Biner in that cartoon, The Ant and the Aardvark,
would just do Jackie Mason.
So it's about an aardvark walking around going, oh, I don't know what... He like, sounds like a Borscht Belt comic. He's just like, I got to get me some ants. If I don't get some ants, I'm going to go crazy.
And the ant was supposed to be Dean Martin.
Dean Martin was the ant, so he'd be like, oh, man, here comes that alligator again.
I can only do impressions of those two guys because of that cartoon.
Somebody else doing somebody else, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like Dana Carvey's George Bush. He never once said, read my lips, not going to do it. Never said that.
That's what it takes. One guy unlocks an impersonation and everybody, Billy Crystal doing Sammy Davis Jr. Mm-hmm, Same thing.
Totally racist, yes.
Yeah.
He was great at it.
Yeah.
But no more. Let's play some games after a break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and we selected some folks that the guys on stage are going to play for. Jeff is playing for Life Brian, and Ronan is playing for Forrest Clay Gump, and Mike is playing for Michael because they have the same name, and he came to his show last night, and also...
And I'm a big Travolta.
Mike loves John Travolta.
Yes.
Travolta, like, that's a great example, like, kind of along the Nicolas Cage line, is like, now it's a little risk, you know, you can't just watch any Travolta movie and it's going to be great, but he's swinging for the fences, right. Like, he always tries.
Yep. It's going to be something.
Yes, it's going to be, you're going to see something, yeah. And the times that it really works, it
really does.
Really works, yeah. So, good choice. All right. But everyone else, don't fret, because there's another opportunity to win later on in the show. But now, it's just between the gentlemen on stage, and the first game we're going to play is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I will say a tagline from a motion picture, and then you each will take turns guessing what movie you think it is the tagline for. These can either come right to you or be insanely difficult.
So we can shout it out or we wait?
No, I'll go to you one at a time.
Yeah.
We'll start with you since you asked. No, we're starting with you because of that same old alphabetical thing.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's gonna go Ronan, then Jeff, and then Mike. But, you know, it'll change as we go because if somebody gets one right, then the next person gets to go first for the next one. All right, and a theme will emerge. So that also can help you a little bit or, you know, confuse you into a stupor. Run on.
Yes.
What movie do you think had the tagline, "You can't stop the thunder"?
You can't stop the thunder. You can't stop the thunder. My first thought is Day of the Thunder, but that seems kind of stupid. for that to be the tagline.
Taglines are pretty amazingly dumb sometimes. Like, that's part of the fun of the game. Is that
you
it's
can't
like a little
stop the thunder.
Yeah, you can't stop the thunder.
And then I'm going to say twister, but that's not thunder. That's a tornado. Can't stop the thunder.
Yeah, you're just cycling through all the weather events.
You can't stop the thunder. God damn it! Fuck. Can't stop the thunder. What is thunder? The thunder. It seems like some kind of wrestling, I don't know, thing, but I don't know anything about wrestling, so I'm going to go with Days of Thunder.
That is correct. Yeah. I forgot my that is correct whistle back in the hotel, so if anybody's missing that, I apologize. But that is the correct answer. I love it when somebody tries to talk themselves out of the correct answer. I really was hoping you'd find something. You'd be like, Krakatoa, east of Java, or something. But no, you stuck to your guns, and you went with Days of Thunder, in which Tom Cruise plays Cole Trickle, the worst name in the history of names. Why? Okay. So now we go to Jeff Tate. Ronan is on the board.
Hell yeah.
Jeff. What movie has a tagline, "The story of a man who could only count to number one"? It's not Forrest Gump.
Oh man! All right, I'm gonna say Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
That is correct. That's how you say it. I didn't say it right. I didn't make number one sound like a good thing. I don't know any number other than number one. All right. Mike Toomey, this is your shot.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, these get harder, so I apologize for what's about to happen.
Oh, no. I'm sorry in advance to you, yeah. Michael.
This is the tagline.
Okay.
Everyone is driven by something.
Hmm. There's no clues here, right?
No.
Everyone is driven by something.
It's a pretty vague one.
It is.
But you could also maybe kind of suss out a theme based on Talladega Nights and whatever that other one was.
And Days of Thunder?
Mm-hmm.
Tropic Thunder? Mm-hmm. Is it Tropic Thunder?
It's movies with thunder.
Uh-huh. What is movies with thunder?
Movies from the underneath.
Is it Elf?
No, but that is a great guess. Yeah, you get a great guess point.
No, I'm out.
Yeah. Okay, run on.
Is it what's that? Ford versus Ferrari?
Let me double check, because that could be right. Nope. JF.
Is it that movie called Driven?
No. That would have been fun, though. No, it's a motion picture. I actually really like this one. It's called Rush.
Damn it.
Rush.
Yeah. Yeah. So there we have it. We're back to you, Mike.
All right.
You get first crack at this one.
Okay.
Jeff and Renan both have 1 point. What movie has the tagline, "Prepare to be floored"? Get ready for floor sex.
Prepare to be floored.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is really hard. I don't... I can't ask people to give me the answer.
No, that's the last thing we need. We'll give you a lifeline in the big game at the end. Your boy Michael.
Nacho Libre.
another great guess. Like, yeah, it's a fun way to just mention movies that are fun and give them a little plug. But yeah, that's not it.
That's not it.
That's not it. Who's next? Renan.
Ford versus Ferrari.
I think that'd be Prepare to be Ford versus Ferrari. Starring Jerry Ferrara. Jeff, take a swing, buddy.
Is it Driven?
I also don't have my incorrect noise with me.
I think I remember what it is. Fuck.
Oh, okay. You want to do a late guess?
Yeah, but I could. Is it Speed?
No.
Ah, fuck. Okay, all right.
That is a good one. If a bus was going to go to the movies, you'd say to it, "Prepare to be floored."
For sure.
I mean, a movie will blow a bus's mind.
Yeah. No, it will be floored. Both ways. Okay, here we go. Oh, the answer is Cars. Okay, who's up? Is it Mike again? Oh man, Mike, I'm sorry this keeps happening. You probably knew those first two.
Bombing. Yeah, I knew all the ones except the ones you asked me.
Yeah, now you're just a horrible hole. This one, the tagline is merely two words.
Is it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No. I wish I didn't kind of say no, because I would let you just go ahead and guess that. but now you get another shot. The tagline is just, "It's on."
Seriously?
It's on.
Seriously?
Oh, it's on. Steve's on. It's on.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's it.
It's on.
Yeah. If it was TV, I'd say Electric Company. But it's movies.
It's not Kirby the Love Bug.
This isn't Jeopardy. You don't phrase it as a question.
All right. What is that? I don't know.
You're going for Herbie.
What is? I don't know. Yeah.
Would you rather go with Herbie Fully Loaded? That's my favorite.
Yeah, that was good.
Actually, it's in a tie. My two favorite Herbie titles are Herbie Fully Loaded, because it sounds like Herbie gets drunk.
Yeah. And Dean Jones gets ejected from the car and dies. Remember that at the very end?
That happens?
Yeah.
I must have been loaded. And then
Buddy Hackett tries to revive him, and he can't do it. Yeah, it was sad. I didn't think it was going to end that way.
There was another one called Herbie Goes Bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he went to some poor country. Right. All right, so here we go. It's cheaper to shoot somewhere.
It's on.
It's on. Yeah. Yours was incorrect. Renan?
I mean, it's so dumb. I have to assume, I don't know. And I love this franchise, but The Fast and the Furious?
No, it's not Fast and Furious. Jeff?
Is it Driven?
I mean, you've seen that movie, right? That'd be a very odd.
I wasn't positive it was really a movie until right now.
Yeah.
I started to doubt that it was even a title.
it's Sylvester Stallone, I believe. But anyway, you could keep guessing it all day, and it might work out for you. But the correct answer in this case is Cars 3.
Mike just went right over Cars 2 and went, that's what was the...
Yeah, that's, in case anybody was on to me that I would use another Cars movie.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
That's it. All right.
They took the American dream for a ride. They took the American dream for a ride. Also, these aren't current, so they probably wouldn't use the word they, because then people would think.
This isn't my answer, but was there a Cars 4? There was not?
There was, no, I don't think so. I think the second one was like more about Mater, and then they went, oh, that was a bad idea. And then the third one was more about that main Lightning McQueen or whatever.
Okay.
And anyway, I don't think there's a fourth one. Maybe straight to video. Is that even an expression anymore?
Was it Eat My Dust?
No, but that was Ron Howard acted in that movie because Roger Corman said, if you act in a movie for me, I'll let you direct a movie. Yeah. And that's how he got his first directing job.
Yep.
Yeah. Good answer. We all learned something. Renan.
I believe it's one of the most overrated movies of all time. Easy Rider?
No. Put that opinion between your knees.
That opinion's only cool if I was correct. That was,
it still counts.
No, that movie has one amazing scene and a lot of, it's overrated, I think, too. I agree. But, you know, it was of a time, that's for sure.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, he's very rude to that waitress.
Man, I was positive that was it. You hear my tone? I was just like, that was awkward.
I really, the words I'm looking at here that are the correct answer are what I expected you to say. That's how confident you sounded. Jeff?
I'm not going to guess it, but if this one is Driven, I'm fucked. Because my guess is Ford versus Ferrari.
That is correct.
Oh, the irony. I'm getting the Driven one, motherfucker. That's mine.
If that was Driven, I would have quit.
All right. So who gets to go first now? Oh, it's back to Mike. All right, Mike. See what you can do with this.
Something easy.
All right. The next one is what I do, but might be easy.
All right.
Going where no car has gone before.
Come on, really?
That's what the loves.
Was there a Herbie on the moon?
No. It's gonna obviously has a Star Trek feel to it.
Herbie went to Monte Carlo.
Herbie
did a lot of gambling.
Going where no
met Princess Rainier.
Hmm. Yeah.
Anything, Mike?
One, can you give me that line again?
Yeah.
Going?
Yeah. Going where no car has gone before.
I have no.
Oh, this might be a Star Trek thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, space.
The Final Frontier.
Spock, space. No car has gone to space.
I don't know.
All right. Renan?
I'm really sucking at this.
No, you're doing great because these are all too difficult. Renan?
Cars 2?
That is correct.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. We're not here to joke around. You can do that in your show later.
You did the 1-3-2.
The old 1-3-2.
Clever.
Yeah. There's only 70 more of these. No, we're down to the last one, and it's a tiebreaker. And if we go in order of the two people that have the 2 points each, it would start with Jeff would be next, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just Jeff gets to go first. If he doesn't get it, then Renan gets a shot. And if he doesn't get it, then Mike gets a shot. And if Mike gets it, he wins. This game.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I don't want to edge him out completely, and it might happen. Are you ready, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I am ready.
Okay. Here's the tagline. Here it is. Those crazy cannonballers are at it again.
Oh. Is it Cannonball Run 2?
That is correct. You win. Congratulations. I mean, the first one was even more obvious. The first movie's tagline was Cannonball Run, what? Oh, I so wish that was true. Okay, so, but Mike, don't even sweat it. Renan, also, you guys both killed it, and, and it only means Jeff has to go first in this next game. Right. It's not even necessarily an advantage, so don't you worry about it. But we will switch the order around. It'll go Jeff, then Mike, then Renan, mm-hmm. And here we go. The game is called
I can't read my own writing. Here we go. This is how this game works. No, this is a game called... I just want to make sure I didn't need to go to a commercial break there. Okay, we're good. Oh, no, wait. I've got a 30-minute live read I have to do. Do you hate having to take a shit? Try Tushy. I bought it, and here's a 25-minute story about it.
I want to hear that story. How does it stop you from shitting?
No, we're going to play a game right now called... This is called the OCB game, presented by OCB Rolling Papers. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Today's show is presented by our friends, OCB Rolling Papers. OCB is the largest rolling paper brand in the world and has been one with nature, crafted naturally since 1918. So you know they've perfected the process for a consistently awesome session time after time. In perfect harmony with natural, sustainable practices, the highest quality textile papers responsibly sourced and sustainably crafted have always been the OCB signature. OCB offers a full line of papers made with sustainable fibers, including flax, wood, organic hemp, bamboo. They've got them all in a full line of sizes in both booklets and cones. I gave away a bunch of cones in Irvine recently. I hope to give away more at future Doug Loves Movies tapings. No GMOs, no chlorine, and no dyes in OCB papers. All OCB papers are plant to puff. OCB makes their paper from their mill in Avion. That's a real place, to the factories that they own in Perpignan, France. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. With all fibers and packaging material sustainably farmed from within a 500-kilometer radius and the always sticks acacia gum grown in African fields that OCB has been reforesting for decades. Unlike most other brands that buy their paper from a third party, OCB oversees the entire paper-making process, ensuring a century of quality straight to your hands. And best of all, their paper booklets are made in a facility that's powered by 100% green energy. Again, so awesome. In 2020, OCB rolled out America's first ultra-thin, slow-burning bamboo rolling paper and cones that have been taking the market by storm. Using only unbleached French-milled bamboo, OCB is aiming to make bamboo your second favorite plant. Get it? As always, they are harvested responsibly, highly sustainable, chlorine-free, dye-free, bleach-free, even burning, GMO-free, and vegan. What? Ask for OCB wherever you buy your papers and sample the entire line of products. In the meantime, OCB has an unreal deal for our listeners. Visit OCBUSA.com/Doug to get four booklets of OCB and a rolling tray for only $4.99. This bundle's worth $20. Limited time only. Follow OCB on Instagram at OCBUSA to stay in touch with the natural wonder of OCB. Must be 21 and up to buy our papers and follow our social accounts. Back to the show.
All right. Here's how this game works, guys. The answer to every question in the OCB game is either O or C or B. And just like that last game, the questions vary in difficulty, especially they're easy if you know the answer. That's how I feel about Jeopardy. You know, I'll get a few right and I'll be like, this is easy. When I know it, it's so easy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's those ones I don't know. All right, so any questions? You understand how that works, Mike?
Got it.
Yeah, okay, we're going to start with Jeff. But if he misses it, it comes right to you, Mike. All right. O, C, or B, Jeff, which letter is the first letter in Brad Pitt's given middle name? We don't know that. I know so few celebrities' middle names, and for good reason. There's no reason to know. You only know when they have to use their whole name for show business or what, you know, to get in the union or whatever. So, Jeff, what do you think is the first letter in Brad Pitt's given middle name, O, C, or B?
I think it's B.
Do you have a reason to think that? Like, do you just already know the answer?
Well, his name is Brad, and it's 50-50. That's his middle name. And that's a better guess than I could come up with the other one.
Look at the big brain on Jeff. Not Brad. His fucking middle name is Bradley. Congratulations, Jeff.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not lying. I've written Brad Pitt 6,000 letters. So I know.
And all of them were B.
All of them. <It's> just...
All right. Who got that one right? Oh, Jeff. Just Jeff. Yes, he does. Okay, Mike. Yeah, again, I apologize if this one's difficult. O, C, or B? Which one is the full title of a movie starring Mekhi Phifer? There's a movie. It's only one letter. It's one of those three letters. People are giggling. Because they're so smart.
I'm going to say that it's B.
That is... Yeah, they already know. That is incorrect. Try not to do those incorrect noises if you can, you guys, but... It'd be so funny. Could you imagine on Jeopardy when somebody says the wrong answer, you hear people in the audience go... All right. Who did I say is next? Oh, Renan is next.
It's O.
That is correct. Yeah, there's a movie called O.
Othello, like modern adaptation.
It was like Othello in high school.
It's one of Julia Stiles' five like Shakespeare adaptations.
I almost said starring Mekhi Phifer and Julia Stiles. I watched 10 Things I Hate About You on the plane yesterday, and it is stunning how entertaining that movie is. It has no business
being as good
as it is.
It's great.
Like, I was shocked. I was just shocked. Like a couple of jokes fall flat. Whenever something flies off camera, it hits a cat or goes through a window, so that gets a little stupid. But, man, it's just, like, a really clever... And they barely mention Shakespeare, even though the whole thing is all laid out in,
Taming of the Shrew, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's great, yeah.
Good. All the young actors are good. And
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, he's great in it. Okay, so anyway. Hi, I'm an old white guy watching kids.
So is it like a typical thing you'll get one guy who knows nothing about anything you're going to talk about? Am I?
No, I think that one was like, that's just some people know there was a movie called O and others don't. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like a smash hit. You know?
I did enjoy the movie B, though, and I wouldn't have brought it up if I didn't love it so much. I just couldn't remember who was in it.
I think you're thinking of the B movie.
Yes.
Jerry Seinfeld.
The B movie.
Yeah. That'll be a question on a future OCB game. But I think we're going to get into your wheelhouse here in a second.
All right.
If we just wait until Jeff gets another point. Because we're on you now, Jeff, right?
Yes.
Okay. You have one. Renan has one. Here we go. Jeff. Which one of those three letters has Bob Saget appeared in movies? Which one is at the beginning of the most titles in his filmography? O, C, or B? Trying to work it out. It's tough. You really got to know. He's appeared in other people's films. Cameos as himself in a lot of things.
I can only think of one movie that he's in, and it does not start with any of those. So
that's just a half-baked answer.
Yes. That was it. If we were playing a game where Doug guesses what thing I was thinking, that's a point for Doug. Three-way tie for first now. I'm going to say...
I did it. Yeah, just pick one.
C.
That is correct. Yeah, he's in two movies that begin with the letter C. Critical Condition, he plays a doctor in that, and Casper's Scare School.
For real? He's in that?
Yeah, I heard he sees Casper and he turns white.
Oh.
remains the same.
And he runs in his cloak, yeah. Jason. Yeah.
He's also in a movie called Benjamin, so there was one B and no O's. So I'll tell him to work on that. Get an O movie in there. All right, so Jeff, I hate to say it, but you've done it again, I think. Yeah, because I don't have enough of these for anybody else to overcome your commanding lead. But I want to play this next one, because Mike gets to go first. Yeah, let's do that. Mike, O, C, or B? Bob Saget's credited name, according to IMDb, because he's uncredited in the film, Half-Baked. His character name begins with what letter? O, C, or B?
This is O.
What do you think his character name is? It would start with O.
I have no idea. Oscar? Oswald? I don't know.
I should just say that you're right, because who's going to double check?
Right. But I'm not right.
No. Renan, you have a chance to tie it up with Jeff.
Yeah, well, he's a crackhead, so I guess I'll go with C.
Yeah, they call him cocaine addict.
Oh, cocaine. Oh. Fuck.
Yes. We've got another tie. This is amazing how Mike's style of play is just forcing yes. these ties.
Yes.
It's really working out strategically that he's making these guys butt heads until they're exhausted.
Yeah.
And then he's going to jump in the end and
strategy.
Win the whole thing.
Using strategy.
So smart. So smart. I'm such a canny player. I love it.
Is that why you're doing this, Mike?
Yeah, strategy.
I've been tired the whole time. You could stop fucking around.
Who's up next? Is it Jeff?
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm sorry, everybody. I always try to put in some easy ones so that it, you know, it's a level playing field. Everybody gets a chance. Jeff, O, C, or B? Which one is a vowel?
I knew this game was rigged. After the fucking cannonball run tag bullshit.
Yeah, right.
What's the tagline? It's Cannonball Run, the sequel. What movie is that? What movie is that? The tagline is, are you excited for Cannonball Run 2? Fucking rigged bullshit. Cannonball Run is far from done.
See, that's all you need to do is make it fun and funny.
Oh.
Oh. What?
Oh, the answer is
Oh, you had never answered?
No, I couldn't. Renan had a thing to do.
I had feelings to get out.
I just assumed you'd get it. I was ahead of myself. Sorry about that. All right, so we're going to take one more break, and when we return, we're going to play our final game in which Jeff gets to go first, but we know this game, a lot of people, and that is no advantage. It's actually a disadvantage, kind of. I don't know. Could go either way. But we'll do that right after this. We'll be right back. We are back, and I showed off all the contents of the prize bag to everybody, and you can check it out on my Instagram if you want to see it for yourself. And now we're going to play a game where a member of the audience can win. The prize total is now up to $200, and that game...
Are you laughing because that's not a lot, or should I make it 2,000? No, I add $20 every time somebody doesn't match the name that I have written in my wallet. Yeah, I've written down a name. I did it pre-pandemic. Nobody got it then, and they haven't gotten it since we've been doing live shows again. So the prize total is up to $200. It's in my aforementioned wallet, along with the name of an actress who, in this game called Last Person Standing, all of us, I play along on this one, we're going to take turns naming movies that the actress, I get a suggestion from the crowd, is in. If you can't think of one, you, Mike, can go to Michael for help one time. Just
give me a title, he gives you one. You know, you don't have to have a long back and forth. Who else? Forrest Gump? Yeah, Renan will go to you. And Brian, Jeff might. Jeff's not going to ask for your help. If it gets down to me and him, maybe. But I don't think so. So now, please raise your hand if you think you have the name of an actress that is in a lot of movies and is also in my wallet. And anybody that's sitting with somebody we've already picked is ineligible. I gotta go with mask on the whole time. Are you unvaccinated? Is that why? You're vaccinated and have a mask on at a show. Let's applaud this guy, everybody. Let's applaud this idiot. No, I'm kidding. I really appreciate it, and so does everybody. I mean, you know, we don't have to if we're vaccinated, I guess, but it's all so scary. We're in Indiana. I know I'm in Indiana, so I'm like, that's why I'm extra like nice to this guy, because holy shit, he's gonna get his ass kicked. No. What's your name, dude?
Mike Vinci.
Mike?
I was gonna make a poster of Mike.
There's another fucking Mike. He wanted to make a Mike poster. You would have picked him.
I want to know Mike Cousin Vinci.
Oh man, Mike Cousin Vinci.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because his name is Mike Vinci. Holy shit, your mask is falling off. You're so excited. All right, I know you're due back in surgery, so let's do this.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
He's going Charlize Theron. Now, this is what happens in this game, is I write down Charlize Theron, and then I turn to everybody on stage. I got to get a thumbs up from everybody that you think you can be competitive in the movies of Charlize Theron. If you think it might be too difficult, I will go... Oh, and also, that's not the name of my wallet. But if it's too difficult, I will go get a second name, and we'll use both names. You can name movies from either actress. So would you, Jeff, how do you feel?
I feel okay about it. Maybe a second name.
Okay. If Jeff wants a second name, we're definitely getting a second name. Because, you know, that's how that goes. Let's have a lady with the glasses. Yeah. What's your name?
Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo! I think we just did ScarJo, so she's not in the wallet. But that is an excellent addition. She's in the news, of course, because she wants all of the money. Yeah, kind of deserves it, too. But she's got balls, suing the company that owns everything. Jeff?
Yeah, this is good.
Scarlett Johansson and Charlize Theron, you think we can have a good run with those?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
That's it. I'm calling it. Those are the two names. The next time I do a show in front of an audience, someone can win $220. And let's do this for the prize bag today. If I win, you know, the person who came in second gets the prize bag. But I like to play Mike. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Yeah. You know, just hosting gets boring.
Yeah.
Jeff, you go first, and then we'll go to Renan, and then Mike, and then me.
All right, I'm going to say Atomic Blonde.
Oh, great one.
Yes.
A lot of the same people behind the John Wick movies, and really, really good movie, fun. Okay, and she's good action hero. Renan?
Avengers Infinity War.
Who's in that? Oh, yeah, Scarlett. Oh,
yeah. Wait, are we doing either one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, you know, play strategically. If you know some obscure ones, you know,
right.
Save them, probably. Get the ones that are obvious out of the way. What do you think? What do you think, Mike?
I'm going to say Monster.
Oh, yes. She won the Oscar for that. How did she get so ugly?
I don't know. Right? That's all you can think of the whole time you're watching that movie.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, oh,
what did
shit.
They do to her teeth?
What? How could she? She's going to get her regular teeth yeah. back?
How'd she get them back?
They use a green screen? How did this?
I don't know.
Oof. Yeah, that's a wild one. Okay, so I'm going to go with Ghost World. Yeah. Maybe my favorite ScarJo. Jeff?
The Italian Job. People don't care for it as a movie or a choice, but it's correct.
I think that answer is Cooper Duper. Did you see that movie, Mike?
No.
They have an extended sequence of all of the thieves that are robbing this one place all drive Mini Coopers.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's how you, like, hide in plain sight is you all drive a weird small car. And they're all giant movie stars. Jason Statham can't fit into a fucking... Mm. What are they called? I forgot already. Renan?
Mini Coopers.
What? Cars?
Oh, yeah. Lost in Translation?
Yes. Another, that'd be probably my other favorite ScarJo. Mike?
I'm going to take the easy route and say Black Widow.
Yes, take it.
Yeah.
It's there, take it. I like to challenge myself a little bit, you know? I kind of want people to think, man, he was the man who wasn't there. She co-starred with Billy Bob Thornton in that one. Ooh. Jeff?
I'm going to say, oh man, I can't do the sentences yet. It's been too long. It's been like a year and a half. I forgot how to do that part of it. So I'm just going to say Iron Man 2.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard one to work into a sentence. I enjoyed Iron Man, and I also enjoyed Iron Man 2. I think that's the tagline, in fact. Came right out of the obvious tagline factory. Okay, which one did you say, Jeff?
Iron Man 2.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, okay, yeah. That gets tricky. You know Paul Bettany is in every single, in one way or another, he's in every single Marvel movie?
Wow.
Of this last, you know, 20-some movies. Yeah, because he's the voice of Jarvis in the very first Iron Man. That was the first one. Okay. Renan?
Sorry. If Mike wins, it'll be a long shot. Sorry. I'm sorry. I want to do the sentence thing.
I'm sorry. He knows me pretty well for having just met me.
Yeah. It's fun to put the titles in a sentence. You can, you know, you can sit there and be all smug about it, but you don't have to do that. If you just want to say the title, that's fine.
Yeah. I will just go with the original Avengers, right? She was in that one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. The Avengers, or in some circles referred to as Disney's The Avengers, or Disney's Marvel's The Avengers. It's like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Okay, but I'm going to stay away from those. I'll let you guys go nuts with those. I'm going to go into another Charlize Theron Academy Award nominated performance in Bombshell. In that movie, they made her look like, what's her name, Megyn Kelly. So that was like a sideways. She was ugly and monster, and Megyn Kelly, this is a lateral move. Or it was like if Megyn Kelly was a little bit, like if she was Charlize Theron hot.
They just made her ugly on the inside.
If I open that up a little...
A fortune cookie just fell out of my pocket.
If I open this up, it'll say you have no business being in this.
Yeah, I really would like to know what your fortune is right now, because that's your cookie.
You're going to lose, and the guy in the red shirt's going to win nothing. Yeah. That's what this fortune
cookie
says.
Bust that open and read it, because it's either going to be amazing. This is how these things work. It's like when you take a purse out of the audience and look through it. Mm. It's either going to be great, or everybody's going to go, why'd you bother?
They're always right on, too, with what they say. You're going to have to read it, because
okay.
I have glasses.
Oh, shit. Where's my reading glasses? Here we go. Yeah. Oh, God damn this one. You will enjoy many more meals at P.F. Chang's. That is fucked up. Like, that's all they do is just get people to come back?
Yeah.
Assholes. No, it says... Do you know that it's the full name of P.F. Chang's? It's Peter fucking Chang's. And it says, you will travel to many exotic places in the next few years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, great. Stand-up comedian. And, you know. What? Oh, that would have been funny if I said that. But you sang it from the audience. Nobody listening to the show heard it. And they're just wondering why we're still talking about it. But I do appreciate the plug. I can't repeat it because then everybody goes into the thing that comes right after I say Doug Loves Movies.
.com.
And then the rest of it. Yes, yeah. See, if you finish it, they can't jump in with the wallet and Ted dancing and butt fuck. Okay, so I still want to find the guy that tried to start that because that was intense.
I bet he worked for Love's Truck Stop. Come to Love's. All of this will fit in your butt.
Wait, I don't think you said the word truck stop the first time. So I didn't know what the fuck Love's was. But now it's even... That's weird that a truck stop would be called Love's. You're right.
Yeah.
Don't go in those restrooms.
No.
Yikes. Okay. Whose turn is it?
It's my turn. If you go into one of those bathrooms, you'll encounter the fate of the furious.
Oh, nice.
It's not good. It's not good.
All right, Renan.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes, Furiosa Road is what they should have called it. They blew that. Mike?
Was she in the Spider-Man movie?
Wait a second. That's how you want to play it?
Spider-Man.
So I just ask
Spider-Man.
A question with
Spider-Man.
An incorrect...
Spider-Man.
Why would she be in that?
Because she's...
What would she do? She's like always a take charge. She's not like Mary Jane or whoever's hanging out with Spider-Man.
She came by and said hello.
Although Zendaya is a strong figure.
I'm
I
going with
say.
Spider-Man.
She doesn't... Please stop going with Spider-Man.
All right. Avengers
I need
2.
You, I
How's
need
that?
You to prevail. Very
How's
good.
Avengers 2. All right.
Was that what it was called?
Yeah.
No.
Ford versus
Give me
Ferrari
the exact
2.
Title. It was called Age of Ultron, I think. Yeah. Okay.
Does that mean I'm out?
No, no, no. You still have your lifeline, Michael. You got something for him? Save it.
If he does,
I'm giving him one more free pass before he goes to you.
Oh, okay. I get away with that?
Well, you know.
All right.
I don't want you to just have to sit there the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Do you want to do your plugs now?
It's all right. I don't need it. I don't need it.
It's my turn, right? Oh, my God. Jeff, did I tell you about the salad that I had the other day?
You did not.
I was so excited. I was like, Hail Caesar!
Oh, man.
F9, The Fast Saga.
She's in that one?
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. I still haven't seen it.
Spoiler.
I'm excited to see it someday.
Jojo Rabbit.
Yes. Oscar nominated for that. Okay, you want to go to Michael?
I got to go to my lifeline.
Let's go to Michael. What do you got, Michael? Ghost in the Shell. Yeah.
Can I use him again the next time?
No. That was it. Do you have more? Okay. Yeah. I thought you might launch into like a whole marriage story. Hey, Jeff, show everybody how you can't wink.
I close them and then I open one. So if you're not looking right at me and you catch it like at the end, you're like,
yeah,
that's a solid wink.
Mm-hmm. It's a real timing thing.
Lucy.
Who?
Lucy.
Oh, Lucy. I thought he said something else that gave me another title because I. You know, anyway, Ronan.
Have we said Avengers Endgame yet?
No.
Okay, yeah.
No, we said Infinity War early on, but no Endgame. Okay, we're back to you, Mike.
I got nothing.
You didn't, like, run off and watch some ScarJo movies?
No.
While it was going around?
Can I just check my phone
Jeff
really
was
quick?
Winking? Yeah.
I think I've got a message coming.
Yeah. I'll have you on sometime over Zoom. Everybody can cheat there. okay, so we'll skip you. And my turn, I'm going to go with, oh, man, now I forgot what it was called. I was just watching it the other day on TV going, this movie's not good. I can't I'll think of that one in a second, but in the meantime, you know I love art and boring movies about art, so I have to say The Girl with the Pearl Earring. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Her? You're talking about her?
The girl yes, with the her. Pearl her.
Oh, her?
Yeah, Mike, she's in a movie called Her. She's not in The Singer called Her. That's a separate person.
Match Point?
Yes. Tennis. Tennis, anyone? Okay, so I'm going to say... Oh, we've been leaving Charlize Theron off to the side, you know, like some sort of Aeon Flux. I think you could say Aeon Flux in the middle of any sentence, and it sort of makes sense. Jeff?
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Ooh, that's another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Renan?
The Horse Whisperer?
Yep. Captain America, Civil War. Jeff?
Damn it. I wanted the Horse Whisperer so bad.
I know, that's a good one. That was probably her first movie.
I was sitting on it. I'm gonna have to go spend 2 days in the valley.
That's a Charlize.
So if I say one, if I'm wrong, do I get out?
You should use your lifeline rather than be wrong.
Okay, so no, I'll do Reindeer Games.
Oh, I love that thing you do when you say the right answer. Some people are like, are they speaking English right now? Why is this?
I'm having a hard time thinking of one. Can I just sit over here for about 15 minutes?
Charlize is in that?
Yeah, it's the same guy that made 2 Days in the Valley. She did it as a favor.
Didn't pay off.
Vicky Chrissy Barcelona?
Christina, you mean?
Vicky Christina Barcelona, or whatever it's called.
Did you change it to Chrissy?
That's the mashup of that movie and Three's Company.
Okay, well, oh man, I'm gonna just have to say it now that you brought up that one, because you made, I think we left out another movie by the same director called Scoop. Yeah.
Scoop.
It's just called Scoop.
I was trying so hard to remember the name of that one. And I thought it was called Scoop Dynamite for some reason. Like, in my head, I was like, is that called Scoop Dynamite? Which is a great title for something. But
somebody not, use it.
Yeah. Not Woody Allen, though. I want to see it. I'm going to use my lifeline. Do you have anything?
Shit, he's lifelining.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah, Charlize Theron with Family Guy.
Yep.
Okay, so Renan?
Don Juan.
Ooh, ScarJo and Three Name Guy.
That's not...
It's called Don... John... D-O-N-J...
Or Don, know,
Don
John.
Don John. Don John.
I have a speech impediment. I'm using that as a...
It's supposed to be a play on Don Juan, so that's why it's Don John. Yeah. He jerks off all the time, and ScarJo's like, uh-uh. Not on my watch.
Oh, fuck, he was jerking off on her watch?
Yeah, and she's like, how am I going to check my emails? This is an Apple Watch. How will I ever sue Disney? Okay, I mean, there's so many still on the table, and there's one, there's a Charlize one that I've been thinking about, that I've been trying to pull the trigger on, and I just want to make sure I get it right. North County, or is it North Country? Yeah, I'm not sure, so I might have to call myself out on that, because the first guess might have been wrong. Jeff? Got one more?
I got one more. It's called Home Alone 3.
Whoa. Which one is in that?
Scarlett.
ScarJo is? Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, we move to Renan.
All right, hold on.
This is exciting, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Did you use your lifeline yet?
No, but it's Forrest Gump. I feel like I won't. I don't know.
Oh, you think Forrest Gump is going to fucking leave you hanging?
He's got
his
it.
Pun was like, Gump.
Do you what do you got? You want to suggest something? Box of chocolates. What did he say?
He said, you never know what it's going to... He said the last...
Do you have one, though?
I got two.
Oh, shit.
Well, give him one. We don't need two.
Like the movie Forrest Gump, I underestimated you.
Yeah. Give us one.
Black Widow.
No, we already...
We said Black Widow. Pull your head out. Huh?
Noah.
Who's... Is Charlie Cerrone in that, or Scarlett Johansson?
I don't think either of them are. I think it's like...
Bruce Willis.
North.
Thank God Renan corrected you. That was a dangerous path. You were describing Noah's Russell Crowe and the Ark.
Very good movie.
And rock monsters for no reason. I guess they're in the Bible. I didn't read the rock monster part of the Bible.
Looks like you accurately estimated him.
Listen, I've got two answers. One's been said already, the other's wrong. Here we go.
Can I just have like 30 seconds to meditate and think about it?
Well, you said North.
Yeah. Oh, North Count? Oh, that's right?
It's called North.
Yeah, it's called North.
Elijah Wood. Oh, I just thought he was fucking wrong about that, too. Okay.
I mean, I'm not positive either of those ladies are in it, but, you know, I think that feels like maybe a young...
Sure, yeah.
But North. Go ahead, Jeff. It's Jeff's turn.
All right. This one is a Charlize Theron movie with Tommy Lee Jones called In the Valley of Elah.
Oh, yes. She really likes being in the valley. She was there for 2 days. She's like, I'm going back for Eli.
I'm moving there.
Yeah. That's a good one. Renan, do you want to give the win to Jeff, or do you think another one might spring into your brain?
I just want to sit here for 10 seconds.
Okay, we'll give you 10 seconds.
Wait, no, 20. Hold on.
20? Like, how many seconds do you want? 20. I'm going to set the clock.
Fuck.
It gets tough because the brain just starts... You just think of ones we've already said.
All I can think about is Noah.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
I was like, why would he think either of these women are Rachel? Wasn't Rachel Weisz in that?
Oh, he's got one. Celebrities.
Celebrity with
the other one.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, and what's her name? Is it? Not Scarlett Johansson, the other one.
Charlize,
yeah.
Yeah, all right. Even if she's not in it, I'll give it to you because you got so excited.
She's in it.
We'll talk to the corrections department later.
No, she's... I agree. I thought they'd be more excited, but they didn't care.
It's you never know. It's a real roller coaster, but sometimes they just got the check, so they can't be too excited.
I was alone with my excitement. Mm-hmm. I really thought a thing was going to happen, but no. All right.
All right, Jeff.
All right, is there, this one is with Keanu Reeves from the 90s, and it's called Sweet November?
Yes.
Yes, very good.
Yes.
Very good pull. She's got cancer, and does she find out in November or she die in November? Because neither of those seem sweet.
I've never seen it.
It's she's like, I'm gonna spend a month not telling this guy that I have cancer, and it'll be sweet. And then when I tell him, he'll be bummed. But we, at least we had a good month. I think that's what it is. We're back to Renan. He's thinking it over. I can't wait to see him spring out of his seat.
But Snow White and the Huntsman, is she the bad woman in that?
Oh, man, you're so close.
Snow White and the dwarves, Snow White and the dwarf huntsman, Snow White and the...
Is she in that one, Jeff?
I think she's the evil queen, no?
No, what one is she in, Jeff, that's like that story? You got it, say it.
Hang on.
You win anyway, you don't have to get it.
I can't, I don't know the name of those.
Well, what if, like, you were checking yourself out before you go to do a show?
Oh, it's called, it's the one called Mirror Mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Wait.
But yeah, somebody had to win, Renan, but you were an excellent competitor. That was awesome. Let's hear it for him. What would you like to plug today? What's coming up that people can look for and come see you do?
Well, follow me on Instagram at Ranan Comedy, R-A-A-N-A-N Comedy, and my podcast, Joe and Ranan Talk Movies with Joe List. And also follow, I have a special I'm going to be shooting, so I'm going to put it on probably YouTube. So
just go hang on YouTube until Ranan shows
follow
up.
Follow me on YouTube, Ranan Hirschberg. And,
yes.
It's going to be good. And if you want to come tonight, I probably have some, you know, I mean, it's a very small room, but there might be a couple empty seats. So come watch my show.
Yeah. I mean, you can make a whole fucking comedy day of it because you could, you know, see his show and then go to the late Saget show.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And just
marathon.
Just say, Helium, I've got all this money. Take it. Mike Toomey, great, great first appearance.
Yeah.
I hope you'd come back sometime.
All right. If we make it like quiz show where I know what you're going to ask first.
Then, oh, okay, yeah. We'll make you you'd be like Ralph Fiennes and
yeah, I can,
get all the answers.
Yes.
And make John Turturro upset. What would you like to plug?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel with a lot of the videos that I produce on the TV show that I work on.
Oh,
so
nice.
Go there, check my channel. There's a couple hundred videos on there to see.
Yeah, Mike Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y.
That's correct.
Thank you, Mike. Mm. Congratulations. And good old Jeff Tate's got his device out so he can give you the accurate information.
Yeah, yeah. October 29th and 30th, I'm at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Hello.
And December 9th, I'm at Union Hall in Brooklyn, New York City, New York, at 7:30. Just it's a Thursday night in Brooklyn. None of these are for you who are looking at me. This guy's shaking his head because he doesn't like Michigan. Well, you're not invited, bro. You can come if you want. And I got a podcast called Rough Drafts. I talk about movies with my brother and Trey Gallion. It's the third movie podcast.
Oh, the third one ever created, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Yep.
And thanks for being here, Jeff. And congratulations on winning. We'll have you back very soon to defend your title. I've got one thing to say. Doug Loves Movies is going to be at Wise Guys in Vegas on Saturday, October 9th at 4:20. Thank you to Helium in Indianapolis. Thank you to all of you for coming out. Brian, Life of Brian, come on down and get your prize bag. Congratulations on that. One more time, everybody, for Jeff Tate, Renan Hirschberg, Mike Toomey. As always, come on, buy you a drink. You know, a drink.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him